When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pod Save the Queen!
Hello and welcome to Pod Save the Queen. I'm your host Zoe Forsey and I'm back for another special bonus fashion episode due to popular demand. So once again joining me in the studio in London is Scott Wells from OK Magazine. Hi Scott, how are you?
I'm back!
It's so nice to have you back.
Thank you for having me back.
How have you been?
I've been good, thank you. I'm enjoying the sunshine.
It's so lovely. Although it wasn't quite as sunny this morning and I'm wearing sandals and I feel I've been overambitious with it because it's not going to be nice later on.
No.
But it's all good. Now, obviously, last time we caught up, we spoke about the, well, we say it was the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, but
it was all bad.
It was kind of 98% Kate. Obviously, from their Caribbean tour and all the amazing looks from that. So, but we thought, because obviously we've seen Meghan out and about long term for the first time in what feels like ages for the Invictus game. Yes, and she had some great looks, which is why I asked you to come back to join us so we can talk through that. And you also forgot another amazing dress, the blue one that she wore to an awards thing. So we'll discuss that as well. But Invictus first.
Yes.
So kind of, generally then, what did you think of the wardrobe overall as a whole, as a look?
Incredible, I think. Like, it almost felt like a comeback wardrobe, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, like
and I was
that.
Like, oh, she's back and she's in the game.
Do you know what really stood out for me? It felt so unroyal.
Yes.
There was not one kind of royal, nice dress. Mm-hmm. Not nice, because that's completely right. It was all nice. It was all amazing. But there wasn't any... the more formal settings. It was her. It was a celeb wardrobe. It was incredible. I loved every look of it. There were trousers. I think it was pretty much all trousers, wasn't it? One dress. But yeah, it was so many jeans.
So many jeans.
Like jackets, casual heels. It was just a good look and it felt for me very her.
Yes.
And the one picture in particular that we'll talk about later on, but one of the dresses, which was the white one, and she had her hair down to the side and the red lipstick, and it really reminded me of one of the most famous pictures that was used of her from the red carpet before she married William. Before she married Harry, oh God, I'm starting all sorts of rumours here. I'm going to get in all sorts of trouble. I'll be told off. Before she married Harry, like one, you know, the proper red carpet look. And that's what it reminded me of. And we've not seen the side of her.
Definitely.
It felt more expressive. It felt more her. And I absolutely loved it. So there's a few looks that we want to talk through today. The first is the white suit that she wore for the kind of when they first appeared, which is incredible. I love this. And I put on my Twitter that I thought it was a great look, really powerful. And lots of people really quite strongly disagreed with me and said they didn't think it looked like it fit properly. But I thought it was brilliant. I mean, oversized. That's what it's meant to be.
That's the style.
Yeah.
Like, and I really love the fact it's oversized. And like you said, like she hasn't gone for the very like tailored fitting what we're used to seeing on the likes of like Kate and Beatrice and that. So I think for her, this was such a strong look to come back with, I think. Like to step out in all white as well. And I just love the way like her soft waves of her hair is like over her shoulders. She's got the... So the suit is Valentino and then the bag's Valentino as well. And she's like accessorized it with all like the gold jewelry that picks up on the gold of the bag. What I love especially about this outfit is that she's re-wearing her shoes that she wore for the reception on her wedding day.
Oh, cute. Of course. Oh, with that beautiful, was it Stella McCartney, the evening dress?
Yes.
Yeah, the kind of holding it? What's the
yes, it was
holding it one. Yes. Yep.
Getting there we terminology go. In there.
See, you're having a good influence on me. I'm learning. I always think with stuff like this, if I was to wear a white suit like that, I think I'd be tempted to accessorize with colour.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really interesting that she's gone for the full white.
It's just so clean. But like, that's not a bad thing. And I think, like, we always say about Kate, like, she gives expert lessons in how to do it. But like, I think this is a really good lesson because, like, oversized blazers are having such a big moment like in the world anyway at the moment. Like we've seen so many celebrities wear them. And like you said, it's like she's almost gone for that celebrity style.
Yeah.
And
like that could be on a red carpet, couldn't it?
Yeah.
She could walk straight onto a film premiere now if she wanted to.
Definitely.
No, I absolutely loved it. And there was some really the jewellery as well, and it was the ring, mm-hmm. I'm not even going to try and say what that's called, the ring chain, is that
yes.
a thing? Yes,
I love that. So I think it's actually a separate bracelet that she's untied around the ring, her ring finger.
Okay.
So that is from a brand called Catbird, I believe. And it's literally just a really dainty, thin gold chain that just wraps around. But like even that, like, is just something different. Like you would never see like Kate or anyone else like that wear that sort of thing. And I think it's just, it's these subtle things that is giving her that distance from the royal family, just that little bit more. And I think it's like her way of just being like, this is my style. Like, I love it. Because it's not like in your face either. Like from far away pictures, you couldn't really see it. And it wasn't until the up close ones. And I was like, that's such a nice touch. Like, it's so simple and effortless. But I just love it. And the other thing I love as well is I feel like this whole kind of outfit was a tribute to like Harry in some way.
Yeah.
Because not only did she have the her shoes, but her earrings were from the ones that she wore on her wedding day.
Oh, cute.
And then the necklace that she's wearing is from Sophie Liz. And it's a love pendant. And it's actually inscribed with like,
I was gonna say encrypted. Impressive. Well, it does, yeah.
You never know. But it's got it refers to a French poem, and it's all about like blossoming love and all that sort of stuff. And
oh,
it was a gift from Harry.
So lovely.
Yeah. And I think the last time she wore it was in 2020. So I feel like that, and with like obviously Diana's Cartier watch and all of that, it just felt very like united front kind of thing of like, I'm here for my husband.
Yeah, and that was very much the message of the trip as a whole, wasn't it? You know, this was the Invictus Games is obviously Harry's baby, and it's amazing, and they talk a lot. And Meghan spoke at her first game of that, how she's been welcomed into the Invictus family, which is amazing and really lovely. And it felt, but this is obviously the first time it's taken place since they left. So it felt very much united front. Yeah. Look how strong we are. Look how happy we are now that we've made that decision. And yeah, you're so right. As the royals always do.
Yeah, they love it.
Made those points with those pieces of jewellery.
I think like as well, I don't know if you agree with me or any listeners do, but like, when we see like Kate and Will step out, it's all still about Kate. Like even if it's like William's event, it's all about Kate still. But I feel like this, like even though everyone was going like crazy over what she was wearing, like it didn't feel like Meghan ever overstepped or overshadowed Harry.
Yeah.
Like you said, like she appreciated and understood it's Harry's event. And like, I just think her outfits and everything for the whole wardrobe, which actually I think all together comes to roughly around like £38,000.
Again, I'll have to go out at the weekend and get it.
Popped at the shop.
Yeah.
But like, it just felt really understated and just very kind of like laid back, cool, and was like, I'm going to let him do his thing.
Yeah, no, I love it. I think I love that first look. And as I said, it was the powerful. It was like, we're here. And they did have that moment, didn't she? And she had the coat, which I think she handed to someone, you know, someone was carrying a newborn child.
I think that was
Ralph
Lauren, the coat,
Yeah, and she handed it over to them, which is, again, so on brand for Meg. You know, that's the lovely, sweet, thoughtful gestures that we're so used to seeing from her. And, you know, where she... Yeah, she's great. And this is why so many people compare her to Diana, where she goes and does all this really lovely, you know, just seeing that thing, seeing that kid might be cold and do that, which just was really lovely.
It's like such a subtle gesture.
Yeah.
But like you said, like it just withholds so much like meaning
exactly.
to it.
Exactly,
like,
it really does. And the other thing that I thought, which I might have been reading too much into it, but we'll go with it. The kind of bracelet chain hand thing. I love that it was tied around, obviously, or the one it went looped around was her engagement ring. And it just... It felt like it drew my attention to the engagement ring again, which I've looked at. Oh, I can't, you know, I could probably draw that blind. Like, I know exactly what it looks like. Cause I've seen it so many times, but it felt like a bit of a look, you know, because everyone looked at the chain. Everyone went, yeah, this is my ring. This
is look
that,
what
like,
it's leading to.
Look at our wedding. Look at our bond. Look at all of this. So I absolutely love that look.
Almost like a statement of like, we're still here, by the way.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Exactly.
Like, we might have stepped back, but we're still here.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. So it was Valentino's suit and bag, wasn't it? And then the shoes and the wedding earrings as well, which I didn't notice, which was lovely.
Yeah.
And that gold watch of Diana's.
Love that watch.
What's the price on it, do we think? If I bought it new, do we know how much it is? Because obviously, as Diana's piece, it's probably priceless.
God knows how much that's worth. But I think it's estimated to be around £17,800.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Not a bargain.
Save
up for a little bit.
Yeah, it's not like one of those lovely touches that Harry's obviously kind of given her as well. Now, on to the next outfit, which... Oh, I think this is my favourite of them. I don't know what you think of this one, but this again felt very unroyal. It felt very cool,
yeah.
Which is what I hate. I don't like the word cool, but it did. Like it was, Yeah, so it's the black... So this is what she wore for the opening ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like a pair of smart black trousers, some... I think they're black heels, aren't they? Yeah. With this kind of, like...
It's like an off-the-shoulder sort of knotted kind of body... Well, it's a bodysuit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Which, oh, I love a bodysuit.
Yeah, so it's from the brand Kite. And I, yeah, I'm with you on this. I think this is my favourite.
Yeah.
Just purely because of the reference I saw everyone on Twitter talking about, which was back to Princess Diana's 1997 Vanity Fair photo shoot she did. Those like really iconic photos of Diana, which I live for. So in the shoot, Diana wore a Catherine Walker off the shoulder, knotted, tied, sort of like over the front thing. And this is literally so similar.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought, because there's lots of these comparisons, you know, make. Like, if ever, you know, if Kate wears a polka dot dress, you know, it looks similar. And, you know, there are the likenesses, and I don't believe they're accidental, but this one
was...
She could have had that remade from that old dress.
Honestly,
it was the same.
Yeah. Like, and I think that's the thing, is that I love when they make the tributes. I love when they do those, like, subtle nods. But, like, this, I was like... Yes, Megan.
Yeah.
Yes.
And again, where we know that she is this really thoughtful person, mm-hmm. I don't think that couldn't have been accidental. And no. I bet it's something that would have been so lovely for Harry to see, because it's that same style again. It's such a, and that wasn't just any photo shoot. That was such, such a famous photo shoot.
Yeah, so famous. And like, I really would love to know, like, the thought process that goes into that. Like, what was her process of thinking about that outfit? Being like, do you know what? I'm going to wear that because it's that.
Yeah.
And because it's that reference.
Yeah. What I always wonder, do they see it and then remember, or do they search for it? Like, has she gone, oh, thinking about that photo shoot, her or her fashion team go, let's see what we can find that's a bit similar to it? Or if she was just out shopping one day and went, that actually looks familiar. I'd love to know which way around it goes.
Yeah, like I think personally, just from like knowing like how Kate's team puts her sort of outfits together, and that sometimes, like, I mean, obviously like Megan's team might be completely different, but I think it is just that thing of like, they do the research, and I think they know that royal fashion fans love a tribute.
And they love to bring it back. The knowledge of it is absolutely incredible. Like, they, you know, they sit there and go, oh, that was what she wore 32 years ago on a Tuesday at this event.
At this
like,
time.
I'm always so impressed by the fashion royal watchers, because they are
so
amazing. And the necklace in this, again, was a real statement. And I've seen, is it the bracelet? Is it a bit of a celeb favourite, this style of kind of the like, is it like a nail when,
if it's the one I think it is, it's the one that you actually have to use a screwdriver to put it on.
What?
Yeah. So
you wouldn't want, imagine like going out and going out having a few glasses of wine, then getting home and being like, oh,
just get a screwdriver.
I'm
bear with.
If I take my makeup off after a night out, I think I'm doing really
that's
well.
Success,
like,
yeah.
This would be.
So it's Cartier, and it's, I can't remember what it's called exactly, the style of it. But she wears it all the time. And so many celebrities have them. It's kind of like that iconic piece that everyone just has in their collection.
Yeah.
Sadly, not me.
No, I was going to say, when you say everyone, I also
a boy can dream.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for mine to arrive in the post, if anyone knows where it's gone. Shoes you noted in this as well, didn't you?
Yeah, so they're Manolo Blahniks. And again, like this is like the Acazura shoes, which she wears all the time. It's a famous brand. Like, obviously, Manolo's are so famous as well. And, like, she does tend to stick to those kind of brands. She knows she can do well. And, like, obviously, it's a simple black court heel, which all the royals always wear. But I love a court heel. Like, you cannot go wrong with a court heel.
Yeah.
And, like, she just, I don't know, like, I know it's just a shoe. But, like, for me, I'm just like, it just elevates the look. Like,
oh, it really does, yeah.
It looks like it's sort of like a mesh shoe, which is similar to ones that she wore with the white suit. And with the tailored black trousers and just that off-white with the hair up in a bun, it just looks really elegant as well, but not in like a royal way.
Yeah, in a business way.
Yes.
It's like elegant business, which is a combo that you don't really tend to see.
No.
But I think she's really nailed it here. And it was nice seeing her with her messy bun as well.
Yes.
It felt like, you know, that was obviously
that
her signature.
On her.
Same. It was her complete signature look. We know that when she was doing a royal engagement, mm-hmm. she was doing her own hair and makeup all the time. And this felt like, I think some of the later hairstyles looked like they'd been done, but this did look like her. What we saw, you know, back in 2019 when we first saw this, you know, beautiful woman mm-hmm. step into the royal spotlight. I love this look, and I just think it was things. So give me the details of the bodysuit again.
So it's from a brand called Kite, and it is £620.
Okay, well, at least it's only three figures. So, yeah. You know, bargain compared to the other things we've mentioned.
It's under 1,000. We can dream about that. So, yeah, it is just an off-the-shoulder knotted bodysuit. And, yep, shoes are Manolo Blahnik. The black trousers, I'm not sure where they're from. But the necklace and the bracelet is obviously Cartier, the go-to brand for all the royals.
And you know what I will say about that top? That seems like one, while it has got a massive price tag, you could wear it in lots of different ways.
So many different
ways.
You
could wear that with jeans and trainers. Yeah. If you were going somewhere like a fancy thing. You could get, you know, that will be one that I reckon we'll see again.
Do you know what I can imagine her? I don't know if you remember it, but she once wore like a burgundy leather pencil skirt.
Oh, yes, yeah, I did like that. And she had the green one as well.
Yeah, so like imagine like that team, just that, just again, like a simple pair.
That would look
like
great, like an autumn-y, an autumn-y look would look lovely.
Or like imagine like a matching blazer or like something like that.
Yeah, like jeans and a like an oversized blazer would look really good. Like it is one of those items, even though it's so statement, it's not too statement that you can only wear it. Like, you know, Kate's pink sequin dress.
Yes.
That's one of those ones of people are going to remember if she wears that again. Like, she's going to have to give that a very long time if she wants to
before she brings that back.
Bring it out again. Whereas this is one that you could just, I reckon we'll see this again.
Yeah, and do you know what? I think that's what Meghan does so well with her wardrobe. Like, yes, she is an absolute avid fan of designer pieces, which comes with hefty price tags. Mm. But they are so versatile. Like, and I am a true believer. Like, obviously I know we would love to be able to afford designer pieces and like we can't, most of us, but like it's that thing of an investment piece. Mm. Like you said, you can wear that so many different ways. You'll get your money's worth out of that. Like not only because of the quality and all of that, but it is just so versatile. Like, and I think that's the majority of her wardrobe. You could literally almost get cutouts of everything she wears. And you could make so many different outfits out of them.
Yeah, that's really true, isn't it? Because it's all kind of this statement. I can't remember one of the TV shows. I don't know if it was Trini and Susanna or I think it might have been Gok Wan actually.
Oh my God.
He used to do like the statement wardrobe. He was like, right, these are your 10 bits. Yeah, it was Gok. It wasn't Trini and Susanna. Like the 10 bits. Yeah. And he would buy them and like put them all together and do that. And it's so true. You can imagine that with her wardrobe of just mixing. If you've got that eye for style, which she does, that you can just move around.
Yeah, and you know, I really like the colour of the, because it's like an off-white bodysuit.
Okay.
The colour of it against her skin is so beautiful. Mm. And like, it really reminds me of, I can't remember if it was last year or 2020, when she did the Zoom call with Melissa McCarthy. And she was wearing the knitted dress with like the, I think she was wearing like a cardigan or something.
This was for her 40th birthday, wasn't it? When they launched the
and Harry was at the window.
Yeah.
Like it's that same kind of colour, and I just think that really, really suits her.
Yeah, I love it. It's really, really nice. So right, next look. So now they're the kind of two more formal ones. Mm-hmm. Then we had the day events, which I loved, and this was I love a royal in jeans.
So do I.
Yeah, and we had kind of two quite different ones. Mm-hmm. So there was let's start with the one of her in the black jacket.
Yes.
So she had, they were kind of, oh, I'm going to let you describe that. Are they like cropped mum jeans?
Yeah, I would say that's what they are.
Yeah.
I would definitely say they're sort of that mum style jean, which I think is really flattering on anybody, to be honest.
And like the faded light denim.
Mm. Yeah, like, and that's what I don't think you do normally see. I think, whenever you see royals out in their sort of like what I call like off duty looks, which is just denim, which is our everyday wear, basically.
My fancy wardrobe,
Like, it's always a strong colour, or, like, it's something that's quite solid, whereas it's got that faded, sort of, worn 1,000 times kind of thing.
Yeah, that's so true. I hadn't thought about that, because, while we see Kate in jeans a lot, they're black skinny jeans, or they're dark blue, whereas these are very much, well, I'd actually have to point out, quite similar to the ones I'm wearing today,
Oh, my God.
I'm completely...
Are you a style icon?
Me and Meghan are just... we've got the same.
Best friends for life.
I wish I had her eyes for clothes. But this jacket, I would say probably still beautiful, still gorgeous, but the one I was probably least excited about. But what did you think of it?
So like seeing the pictures of her come out, I was like, great outfit, love it. I do like it, but again, I hate to say it kind of, but like it's very reminiscent of Diana again.
Yeah, that's true. It's the crop, isn't it?
It's the crop. It's the like the collarless sort of style about it, the gold buttons. Like, it just has that vintage feel to it. So it's by the designer Celine. And it retails at £2,400. So again, not a cheap one. and she's wearing Chanel pumps. Her earrings actually from Serena Williams' brand, which I think is quite cute.
Oh, cool. And she wore the, was it the Serena Williams husband shirt she wore for her first Invictus Games?
Yes, I think it was.
Yeah, because she definitely wore, because there was a lot, I remember at the time there were a few people raised eyebrows about the fact that she'd used her first royal engagement to basically plug her mate's
of course
thing. But that's interesting that she's brought that back as well, which is like, and it's nice seeing her.
It is
if
nice.
Your friend has got a jewellery brand or any sort of fashion, you know, one of my best friends has got a jewellery company and I love wearing her stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's because, you know, you want to, you're proud of them.
And like, why not? Like,
yeah.
Why not? Like, as someone obviously in Meghan's position that's got this literally worldwide platform, why not do it? Like, it's all about lifting each other up and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, and it's Serena Williams as well. It's not like she's, you know, it's desperately like, needing pub, you know. Yeah. She's got her own platform.
She could do it herself.
She
knows
with that.
She's fine.
Yeah, so no, I like that. And it was nice seeing her in flats. This is one thing I do like seeing about Meghan, is that she's just practical with it. Like, she's walking around, she's meeting people. You can't, and she's walking on grass as well.
Oh my God, yeah.
Just like the practicalities of, she, it just feels like she wants to spend time chatting to people rather than being there going, oh, can I walk to that person or am I going to sink in the grass?
Yeah.
We've all made that mistake, I think.
A thousand times. but I just think, like, again, it's like, it's such a casual outfit, but it's just so well thought out still. Like, the plain white t-shirt underneath. And I love, like, the sunglasses, which are from Linda Farrow. And it's just, I don't know, just, again, like, it's all the little details. Like, it's a plain outfit, but it's just something about it. Like, the gold chain on the bag, the gold buttons, the gold on the sunglasses, obviously the gold jewellery. It's still so well put together.
Yeah, it really does. And that is, I think, the skill of dressing. I think most, you know, if you're putting together a glamorous evening look, that's one thing. But it's the people that just manage to walk around Tesco's looking amazing in jeans and a t-shirt and like a, you know, a cardigan over the top that I just look at with envy and jealousy because I'm like, how do you look that good in such a, you know, I don't want to say plain because actually it's such a simple outfit and that's, you know, what she does. But the buttons were on this is, I think, the closest she came to like a royal look with that jacket. Obviously not the full look because the jeans, but with that. And yeah, it's true about the Diana nod as well. I think that's,
it's just giving me those sort of vibes.
Yeah, no, I love it. And you mentioned the sunglasses. One thing I was a bit disappointed we didn't see, do you remember when they went to the Invictus in Sydney and she wore those amazing sunglasses? They were like kind of orange turtle shell and they were big statement, and I absolutely loved them.
Oh
and
my
I was
God,
really
yes.
hoping
where
to see
are
them
they?
Again. I know, obviously these like kind of more aviator glasses are amazing, but I was really sad we didn't see those again because I was a big fan of those. Now, second jeans look was again, but it still didn't look as royal. And even though they're skinny jeans, and they were a bit more formal because they were the heel and a kind of, you taught me this last time, was it like a relaxed blazer? Is that the phrase I learnt last week? Great. but they were that darker denim, but it's still, where they are a bit looser, aren't they? More straight rather than skinny.
Yeah. I'm in love with this blazer. I'm so in, this was like a close, very close second for my favourite look.
Okay.
Like, she just does the dress down outfits so well.
Yeah.
Like, again, it's that kind of cream, like off-white colour that she wore with the top that we spoke about. And like, I love the little belt that's around her waist, like the way her hair's going over it. It's actually a really nice length as well. Like, it's just sort of like above, just below like hip level.
Yeah.
And I love it. I absolutely love it. It's from Brandon Maxwell. And again, a spenny purchase, which is £1,944. But again, like you said, you could wear that with so many different things. And a blazer is one of the most versatile pieces anyone can have in their wardrobe, I think, because you can wear it with so many different outfits. But I just, I love this outfit. I cannot say it enough.
Well, one thing I actually didn't notice when I first spotted it, and I've actually just noticed it now that I've zoomed in on one of the pictures, but I didn't realise the fabric it was. It's kind of like, I just thought it was like a plain fierce, but it's kind of, I don't know what it...
It's almost like a sort of crap, sort of like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's got a texture to it as well. Because when I first saw it, I thought it was like a sort of like, I mean, it's not felt, obviously, but like that kind
that
of...
That like, yeah, like kind of suede, like not suede, but that more to that side.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think crepe's a good way to describe it, isn't it? Kind of a bit like a heavier version of it. But yeah, I didn't notice, and that's just a lovely detail as well that I think adds to it. And that's got the, I really like the collar.
I literally was about to say, I love the collar.
The collar's great, which... Yeah, it's just that's really different as well.
I just think she just looks so, like, ladylike, but not in a, like, again, what we've said, not in a royal way.
In a, like, in a real modern, like, feminist way. You know, that kind of, powerful woman.
Like,
rather
could you imagine
than,
her with, like, a like Prada handbag on her shoulder, Filofax in one arm. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Walking into the office.
Walking into a board meeting and being like, right, this is what we've got to do. Yeah, no, I love it. And I really love the shoes with this look as well. The kind of... Like, is that like a tanny colour? Is it a bit dark, or a bit darker than a tan?
And they're like a suede as well. Yeah. So she actually wore these for her 40th birthday last year as well.
Oh, lovely.
Manolo's again. And yeah, so her necklace actually, because it was hard to work out whether it was definitely the one I thought it was, but it is one, I think, by Child of Wild, which she's worn before. And it comes to £23.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Oh, right, there's one item in the that entire list that I can afford. Excellent. Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. And I think, like, just reflecting on, like, the more casual outfits before we move on, like, she has such a strong sense of modern dressing that, like, it really redefines the whole power dressing style.
Yeah.
And it's, because, again, like, such a relatable outfit. Like, you probably can go and literally recreate that outfit on the high street for maybe like £100 or £180. Like, you can get yourself a cream blazer, you can get yourself a cream belt, you can get yourself a pair of blue jeans, you can get
that's
yourself
so
a pair
true.
Of like court heels. So
no, I love it. I think it was a great great look. That was, and as you said, that would be perfect if you could buy the kind of slightly more affordable version of that. Mm-hmm. That would be perfect for, you know, a night out, a Saturday night, drinks, dinner.
Yeah.
Anything like that. I just, yeah, it was great. As you said, yeah, you can recreate it yourself for a less terrifying price.
Yes.
And actually make the make the looks work rather than, I think there's like different side, you know, you look at red carpet and go, wow, that person looks amazing, but I'm never going to wear a dress like that.
Yeah.
But this side of fashion is when, and that's when I think people really become like style icons, because you can sit there and copy it rather than.
Definitely.
It's like, that difference.
Yeah, it's not all about like, oh God, I'm never going to be able to afford that. It's more like, well, where can I go that I can afford to recreate that and look just as good.
I absolutely love it. It's great. Now, moving on to the next look. Now, this is the one that really reminds me of that red carpet photo, and I think it's largely due to the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And this, for me, was kind of the most unroyal outfit we saw, which is terrible grammar, the least royal outfit that we saw. But it was, you know, it's a short dress.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, above the knee, which we've seen Meghan do a couple of times before when she went to, I think it was Hamilton, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. When she wore that black shirt dress, which was shorter. But yeah, it's the shorter style. It's a really nice, lovely dress, which is beautiful, which we'll talk about thing. But for me, it was the hair and it was the lipstick. The bright lipstick just felt very much like, you know, celeb, showbiz, what she wants to do, not following any of the kind of, oh, well, you know, can you wear that deep shade of it? It just felt very her and very like pre-royal Meghan, which was lovely to see.
Definitely.
Yeah. And so what did you think of the dress?
I think the dress is actually really nice. Again, it's that same kind of colour, that off-white sort of light cream. It's got the cutout sort of like floral arrangement on like the top of it. I really like the fact as well, it's just a simple sort of like round neck as well. Like, it's such a simple dress, but the laser cut, which obviously makes it sheer, like it just adds that little element of something different, but it's not like done in like a cliche way or anything like daring about it or anything like that. Like, yes, it's a mini dress, but it's not too mini. And I love like the like, it's almost like a 3/4 sleeve, I think. Like, cause it's not exactly a long sleeve, but I think like, again, like the hair around to one side, the bright red lip. This really reminds me of something you would see Meghan wear pre-royal family.
Yeah.
Like, I just think she just... Do you know what? I don't know if this is really like cringe, but like the smile on her face in all the pictures that were coming out about this, like she just looked... They both look genuinely happy.
100%. And I thought this about her wardrobe as a whole. It felt like, cause obviously she had amazing taste before she joined the role. And then when she joined that, I think it might be fair. You know, I think, do you think it's fair to say she's, you know, readjusting to that royal, you know, you must wear these, there are all these rules. You know, she wore, when she did that first engagement for Charles's birthday, a few days after the wedding, and she wore the tights that everyone says you have to wear that. And, but she got so, you know, they didn't quite look right because with the, you know, with the colour of the dress, it looked, you know, it just didn't quite look right. And then when she went to Trooping in the Colour and she had her shoulders out, and as everyone in the world has an opinion on everything and can't keep them to themselves on quite a lot of times, you know, there was lots of that, but it felt like, and she didn't, she always looks amazing, but for me, it didn't feel quite like her style. It felt like she was dressing as a royal. And this felt, this trip, it felt like she's kind of got, right, this is me, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to look like. I'm going to wear jeans, I'm going to wear, you know, going to wear this, going to wear this. I'm going to spend the money on the designers I would have done before, you know, buying it with their own money. I'm, you know, this is what I like. And yeah, as you said, they just, I felt, they looked relaxed, they looked happy. And yeah, I think that was an overall thing about the Invictus Games. They were back in their element. And I think the fashion was that kind of big tick point as well.
Yeah, it was like she was back in her sort of like realm of how she wants to do things, how she wants to dress. And I think like since they moved, they made the move to LA and they've done that part of their lives. Like just looking back over the kind of outfits we have seen, obviously the black Armani dress that she wore for the Oprah interview. And then she wore like the bright red sort of floral maxi dress from like Carolina Herrera. Can't remember what that was for. But like she has, it really reminds me of like a very like Californian style wardrobe.
Yeah, that's true. Like that it is that sort American of like influence.
Mum dropping the kids off to soccer. Like, do you know what I mean? But then she's got a meeting at 12. Like, and it's just that sort of, oh, and then I've got a dinner party at 8. Like, it's just giving me that kind of like Real Housewives kind of feel about it, which is again is nice. Like she's owning it now, I feel like.
Yeah, 100%.
She's entered into that sort of next stage and she's like, I'm gonna own this and I'm gonna do
this is what I want to do. I'm gonna be which I absolutely loved. And yeah, I think that picture for me with her with the hair over the shoulder, the bright red lipstick, it was just like, this is me. This, you know, I'm so happy in my new life. I've got my gorgeous husband, my two beautiful children. And, you know, we're doing what we are happy doing. And that's amazing. Exactly. Now, as always, we've got Meghan has dominated this slightly, same as Kate did. But this, and that is also largely because what I love about the Invictus Games is I love how on brand Harry always is for them. He's always in just the, you know, he just, he's got like, you know, three or four polo shirts that he just wears constantly, which is really clever because obviously he knows he's going to be photographed and he gets that logo everywhere. And I didn't, I thought maybe we might see a bit of Meghan in one this time. I must say, I thought I might see her in a polo
Imagine
shirt.
A matching moment.
Yeah.
Love a matching
moment.
Well,
they wore the waterproofs, I think, for one of the sailing events in Sydney. But yeah, we didn't see it this time, but we did see Harry in that suit and it was in the same engagement of her with the lipstick and the hair and the white kind of three-quarter length dress. But yeah, and that kind of tan coloured suit. What did you think of that?
I think that's really nice. And I think for him, like, because it's paired with like some really dark brown shoes, which are basically very, very similar to her.
I, again, hadn't noticed that until the second. I was like, they're wearing the same. They're exactly the same colour.
And it's like they're echoing each other almost. Like, he's got the white sort of linen shirt underneath that I love the unbuttoned sort of feel about it. I feel like I've seen him in this suit before.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember where, but I definitely feel like I've seen him in this before. But I just think, again, like, he's gone for that. Like, when would you ever see any of the royal family in a tan suit? Like, you would never. It's always navy or black or something like dark grey. Like, to see this, again, like, he's opting for that, I would say, like, Californian kind of style. Like, so the laid-back, like...
And it's a really good colour on him, actually. It really, like, really with his hair and his, like, you know, skin tone, it really, really, really looks good, actually. And I don't know if that's a bit of her influence, I reckon, that she's, you know, taken him out shopping and got another opinion.
Reads up your game, babe.
But they both look lovely. And yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, they do. They, like, the tones of those outfits really are complementing each other, aren't they? And the really matching shoes, which is very cute. We know that they love that. So, yeah, so what was your favourite look of Invictus?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I said the wrap over top because the tribute to Diana. But I think I might have to go for like the cream jacket and the blue jeans.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to go for.
Yeah, I'm changing my mind as well and I'm going back for the white suit. First look. It's not because it's not just the suit, it's the whole look. It's the bag and the shoes. I love it.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, and the jewellery. No, I think, yeah, I'm changing my mind. I'm going with white suit and yours is that jacket. And it's got to be. You talked about that jacket, I think, with more passion than I've heard you talk about any other item.
How long have we got?
Yeah, no, it was great. It was really good. A great event. I love Invictus. It's always an amazing event. And on this week's podcast, Russell and I discussed all the games, everything that went on, gave all the details, and of course Prince Harry gave another interview about life in the, you know, some details of his secret visit to the UK. So if you want to catch up on anything from the Invictus, have a listen to that episode as well. But also, we just, a couple of things we wanted to talk about with fashion hat on is that blue dress of Meghan's, which was amazing.
It was so nice. So it was at the NAACP Awards, and in February. And it was a custom Christopher John Rogers blue one shoulder gown. And it was like almost like an ombre kind of effect. Like it was always like sort of sheer kind of like organza that just literally like perfectly floated around her and like on her body.
It was so nice,
wasn't
it? And
again, like she went for that same hairstyle with the Valentino dress that she wore for the Invictus Games over one shoulder.
Yep.
And like, I'm like, okay, so that's clearly your sort of glam, like, glam go-to
glam look,
hairstyle.
Glam look.
But like, I'm all here for it.
Yeah. No, and it works.
Yeah.
And it's like, such a good look on her.
I think that's the thing as well, is like, I don't think I could see Kate wearing that dress.
No.
But Meghan pulls it off in such a classy, elegant, sophisticated, but celebrity kind of way.
Yeah.
That it doesn't lend itself to a royal wardrobe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It is, yeah, it's a celeb look. They look, and you know, obviously Harry was at that in his, you know, bow tie well. And it felt so awards, it felt glamour, it felt Hollywood.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they're both amazing looks. There's no right or no wrong. No. You know, Kate's wardrobe is amazing. Kate always looks great. Meghan's wardrobe is amazing, always looks great. But it's weird because I couldn't name you what the differences are, but there are differences.
There's just something about it.
Yeah, there's something about it. Yeah.
But again, I don't know if it's that whole thing of like that American maybe style dressing. That like it's all like since they moved there, like a lot of Meghan's ensembles have been very floaty, very sort of maxi dress style, and like this had like I think like quite like a thigh high split as well at the side, and like just when like she walked onto the stage, I was just like, wow,
yeah,
like,
it really does. And then, yeah, you like you can't take your eyes off her when it's like, you know, just it was a great look,
it
really
was.
Lovely. And then just finally, obviously, we've had the Queen's birthday celebrations, and we put out this adorable new photo, which everyone has been talking about. And that is a statement coat.
I love it. I kind of want one.
Yeah, it's great.
I really want one for myself.
Yeah, it's so. What kind of jacket is that? Is there like a term for that?
I mean, I would just say it's kind of like a riding jacket.
Okay.
But like obviously like a really long one. And I love like the oversized like collar about it as well. So like you get like Peter Pan kind of collars.
Yeah, it's like the cape. I thought like, of maybe a bit
of a cape.
It's
almost like a mini
thing,
cape.
But yeah, the Peter Pan looks. I like that.
And I love like the green because it's very reminiscent of what she wore to Philip's memorial.
Prince Philip's colours, of course.
Really deep sort of forest green. And I think that colour actually really suits her. But like alongside the two beautiful white horses, like I don't know, I love that picture so much.
I think it's so cute, and the white of the flowers behind her, which I did find out the name of what those flowers were from someone. I thought there was something wrong, and someone who understands plants a lot better than I do mocked me, and I've now forgotten. But yes, you've got the white of the flowers, the white of the horses, and the white of her hair, and then you've just got the green grass and that beautiful and that green coat. It's so powerful.
But it's such like a, I think it's such a strong picture as well.
Yeah,
like, it's not a sort of what I would say would be a usual kind of portrait that like official portrait that we see from them, but like I think that is just like again, and I got sad because I was like, oh, she's on her own, like it's sad, but then I'm like, no, like she's still owning it, she's still like
she is, and we know her passion, you know, we know her passion for horses and for animals and for wildlife, and it felt that was, you know, really shown in this. And it was nice because, her on her own would have been quite sad. But I think showing that passion that she's got for animals
and
is,
I think
was
the
really
fact
nice.
That, like, the cape kind of style jacket literally, like, literally enclosed her. Like, obviously, it was, like, floor length. Like, you couldn't see anything really underneath what she was wearing. It was just that. It was so simple and but powerful, like you said. Like, yeah. And I just think she does that so well
as
well.
It's so good. And the block colour, which we know she loves, yes. And it was just a good look, a lovely birthday photo, and that really sweet tribute to Philip, which yes. We know that she's done it quite a few times.
Yes.
Now, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh,
it was lovely to catch up. Thank you to everyone for listening. As I said, we've got our normal episode is already live, so catch up with that for everything on Invictus, Harry interview, Royals Easter as well, which always now seems like ages ago because everything that's happened. But so as always, and also we're on social media at PodSave, Twitter, and on Instagram. And until next time.
PodSave the Queen!